This is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.
Fellow Americans, we are gathered here in the largest demonstration in the history of this nation.
50 years ago next week, civil rights leader and march organizer A. Philip Randolph welcomed hundreds of thousands of people to the National Mall in Washington, D.C.
I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
The March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom on August the 28th, 1963, was the high point of the civil rights movement.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Today, the National Mall filled with people there to rewalk the historic march route, to remember how far we've come as a nation since that day, and to reflect on how far we still have to go. Hans-Ilo Wan of NPR's Code Switch team was at the gathering, and he has this report.
They came by the beat of drums. Grandparents with their grandchildren, community organizers and activists, church members and college students. A slow early morning trickle of foot traffic out of the subway and off tour buses grew into a steady stream. By mid-morning, thousands filled around the reflecting pool in front of the Lincoln Memorial.
Come get a sign if you're going to the march. Take as many as you like.
Many carried blue and yellow poster board signs distributed by NAACP volunteer Monet Armand of Houston, Texas.
We march for jobs and freedom. We want to march to protect voting rights. So we have about five or six different signs here.
Signs that echoed similar calls for economic opportunities for all Americans 50 years ago. Back then, Todd Endo of Amosville, Virginia, helped carry a blue banner calling for better Americans for a greater America as he walked across the National Mall. You were here 50 years ago.
I was, just about at the spot.
Endo was 21 when he, his mother, and other members of the Japanese American Citizens League marched in 1963.
The audio wasn't very good. They had no video. You could barely see the Lincoln Memorial. So we didn't hear any of the speeches.
Did you hear Dr. King?
No.
You didn't hear Dr. You were here and you didn't hear Dr.
No,
King?
No, not live.
50 years ago, Joanne Johnson from the Bronx in New York City also stood on the Mall. She was barely a teenager. Do you remember where you were standing?
All the way back there.
You have a really good view right now.
Yes, we do.
Sitting beside the reflecting pool, Johnson recalls the check Martin Luther King Jr. mentioned in his 1963 speech. The check from America's metaphorical Bank of Opportunity that would extend the riches of freedom and the security of justice to all African Americans. Today in 2013, she wonders,
have we advanced? I'm still waiting for the check.
The check that Martin Luther King was
signing.
That's
right. I'm still waiting for it.
Eric Cole of Cincinnati, Ohio, was just 2 years old when Martin Luther King spoke. Too young to understand the struggle. There's been progress over the years, but he says he's a realist.
I'm not looking for any miracles, and I'm hoping that at least the consciousness will be raised about high unemployment.
Consciousness was just one of the goals for the national leaders who spoke on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder emphasized that America's struggle for justice will go on.
Until every eligible American has the chance to exercise his or her right to vote, unencumbered by discriminatory or unneeded procedures, rules, or practices.
Other speakers called for the repeal of Stand Your Ground laws, a central focus in the trial of George Zimmerman for the killing of teenager Trayvon Martin. Merle Evers Williams, widow of the slain civil rights activist Medgar Evers, urged the crowd to apply a different meaning to the name of the controversial law.
We can think of standing your ground in the negative, but I ask you today to flip that coin. Stand your ground in terms of fighting for justice and equality.
Evers Williams represented an earlier generation of civil rights leaders, a generation that keynote speaker Reverend Al Sharpton said paved the way to success for younger generations.
You got there because some unlettered grandmas who never saw an inside of a college campus put their bodies on the line in Alabama and Mississippi and sponsored you up here.
And for that, Cory Booker, New York, New Jersey mayor and U.S. Senate candidate, said he was grateful.
And so now I call upon my generation to understand that we can never pay back the struggles and the sacrifices of the generation before, but it is our moral obligation to pay it forward.
A call to action that inspires 38-year-old Kwanzaa Nevins of Washington, D.C.
Just to hear what a lot of people went through 50 years ago, to get us to where we are today, it really motivates me to do more.
Today, doing more meant marching to the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial and then the Washington Monument in her tennis shoes.
Walking gear.
A lot of walking today, I guess.
Absolutely. And on Wednesday.
That's when Nevins will be volunteering at another commemoration on the March on Washington's official 50th anniversary. Hansi Lil Wong, NPR News, Washington.
We ran out of Trayvon Martin signs, but if you want to check our post on the other side, they might have some more over there. Oh, okay.